Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, can an independent win the White House? It's become a standard part of the American presidential cycle. Just as the primaries heat up and both Democrats and Republicans emphasize those credentials which appeal most to their base, the cry goes out, will there be a third-party candidate, a true centrist who can bring right and left together?
I was not put on the ballot by either of the two parties. This is a movement that came from the people.
You talk with citizen groups in this town, it's very difficult to get anything done anymore.
The political establishment is not doing anything about it.
That mythical third-party uniter has had many faces, but in 2008, 2012, and again in 2016, it's Mike Bloomberg, billionaire businessman and former mayor of New York City. Once more, he's dabbling his feet in the water. Will he jump in? And if so, can he win? We'll answer that in a moment, but first, the background. There have almost always been third-party candidates. Since the 1860s, just three elections have had two candidates on the ballot, but they've tended to be on the fringes. In 2012, for example, the Libertarian Party's Gary Johnson won 1%, the Greens' Jill Stein about a third of 1%. Fringe candidates can still have an influence, though. Ralph Nader may have won less than 3 million votes in 2000, but Democrats will never forgive him for eating into Al Gore's support, particularly in Florida, where George W. Bush won by just 537 votes, thereby giving him the White House.
The election was close, but tonight, after a count, a recount, and yet another manual recount, Secretary Cheney and I are honored and humbled to have won the state of Florida, which gives us the needed electoral votes to win the election.
And yes, it was a bit more complicated than that, but we're not getting into the Florida recount and the whole hanging chads thing here. Independent candidates have also come from a rejected wing of a mainstream party. Strom Thurmond ran in 1948 after the Democrats under Harry Truman made its first tentative steps in the direction of civil rights. George Wallace, the former governor of Alabama, did the same for similar reasons in 1968.
The only countries in the world where anybody has any human rights are in those nations where the ownership of private property is sacred under the law, such as in this country.
But the only time a third-party candidate has really threatened to overturn the duopoly was 1992.
We've got to put everybody that's breathing back to work in a good, solid job. Then you've got a growing tax base, so you don't lose any more financial blood, and we leave the American dream to our children.
Ross Perot, another billionaire businessman, was an anti-establishment populist. He was a to hell with both parties, all politicians are the same type. And unlike some other populists, he was actually popular. For a brief period in the summer of 1992, he was even leading, polling at 39%, ahead of Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush. Then the wheels started to come off. He rowed with his advisers, some of whom quit. He pulled out, citing dirty tricks. Then he jumped back in. It was chaotic, it was messy, it was proof once again that businessmen don't actually tend to make great politicians.
And you can move your factory south the border and you don't care about anything but making money, there will be a giant sucking sound going south.
Perot eventually won almost 20 million votes, just over 18%. But American presidential elections, remember, are not direct votes. He failed to win a single electoral college vote.
I beat him, and I would love him to do it, actually. I love the competition.
I think the American people do not want to see our nation move toward an oligarchy where billionaires control the political process.
As Bloomberg sizes up his options, he has several reasons to feel confident. Firstly, he's rich enough to go all in. Secondly, he has a record of government to run on, not just business savvy. Thirdly, if Bernie Sanders on the left, or Ted Cruz or Donald Trump on the right win their party's nomination, Bloomberg can paint himself as a centrist. That, though, may be his problem. Perot was the populist, not the moderate. Voters need to be fired up by the candidate, not just turned off by his rivals. And Bloomberg may find that he's too liberal, certainly on gun control, for Republicans, and too conservative, certainly on the economy, for Democrats. Add to that a nationwide campaign organisation which will struggle to be as organised as either of the major parties, and it's hard to see how Bloomberg can make a dent. A third-party candidate has never won before. Ignore the columnists claiming America is crying out for an independent. They're just not. Bloomberg, even with his money, even with his name recognition, is very, very unlikely to change history. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. This week, we're asking whether the American polls can really predict the election. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.